Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
The sound of eating.
That feels like an appropriate way to open the podcast. Hello, I'm Ellie Gibson.
And I'm Helen Thorne with a Bakewell tart in my mouth.
A festive Bakewell tart because it's our Christmas special.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
And who have we got joining us, Helen Thorne? Who was that sinister man?
Ah, the deep dulcet tones of Stephen H. Hill.
Yes,
and
Stephen M. Hill.
Why do you think you're called Stephen H. Hill?
No, the H is for Hill.
Okay. There we are.
Wait, so you're called Stephen Hill Hill?
Start again.
And Nurse Jessie! Hello, welcome back to the Scummy Mummies Christmas podcast, because this is your fourth year,
18th,
third year?
We worked out, didn't we?
Yeah, something like that.
Yes. Didn't broadcast the first 10 years.
So, for any new listeners, Jessie, I've known you my whole life.
You have.
And what do you do? What's your jam?
I'm a children's nurse and I'm a health visitor, and now I teach nursing.
Yes. Steve Hill, what's your problem?
It feels like I've known you my whole life, and what am I? For the purposes of this, I'm a stay-at-home dad and author.
Yes. And we first met in a Romanian strip club in 2004, but that's another story.
What a lovely story.
A story that's in my next book.
Oh, is it?
Which I should read for you later.
Get out your readers and talk about strip clubs in Romania.
Yeah.
That's Bucharest.
Bucharest.
What a time.
Now, not
she wasn't
only
working there. She was very
she was working
everyone
as
assumes
a stripper
that,
in a
I saved her from this. Oh. Come back to England with me. Yeah. I'll show you Forest.
Natalia. No, from now on you should be called Ellie.
Speak like this. Back off.
Like someone out of Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
I'll take that. So not only have you been part of my life for a long time, you've also, when the podcast started out, you were regular guests, weren't you?
Yeah, because no one was listening.
Yeah, and now, since then, sadly almost, we've gone on to meet, I'm not going to say more interesting or more famous people, but just, we've got new friends, haven't we, Helen?
Oh, I know. I mean, Dara, Brian.
And it hasn't changed you at all.
Yeah, so there we go. So, how are you feeling to, be invited back on the podcast literally only once a year now?
I'm thrilled.
Surprised as much as anything.
Thrilled and surprised. It's like this is your life.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
We literally told our guests 2 days ago, Ellie and I were driving the car going, what should we do for the Christmas podcast? When can we actually do it? Oh, fuck, in 2 days' time. Shall we have Jessie and Steve back? And you guys replied within, minutes, so it was very...
Well, Steve did reply with, who's cancelled? And I went back and said, we just forgot to book anyone.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Thanks very much.
So thanks for coming back.
It wouldn't be the same.
No. Are you feeling festive?
Nope.
Well, to be fair,
it
you're never
August.
Festive. Yeah.
It's so hot.
So hot. Very hot.
I mean, I'm wearing a bikini for no reason at all.
Jules Holland's Hogmanay. Rod Stewart's just...
Officially has started. I mean, we've opened advent calendars.
Officially not, so I think you know the rule.
Oh, come on. Christmas tradition. I'd say the Christmas tradition would be we should repeat all the things we've said on the previous
exactly.
Christmas
podcast. Christmas begins December the 12th, the day after my birthday and Jessie's mum's birthday.
And it's your birthday too!
Well, this podcast is going out on December the 12th, so...
Well, it was an amazing time I had yesterday.
So Christmas has started, and yes, happy birthday to Jessie's mum.
Hi, Linda.
What up, Linda Gill?
Happy birthday, mum.
Lovely time.
Actually, I really want to say a big happy birthday to mum, because last year I managed to send her birthday flowers to myself.
used to send me flowers.
So I think I do need to apologise. So I am very sorry, Mummy, and happy birthday.
Good.
And how old are you going to be, Stephen?
Can't tell you that. Classified.
I can't remember. I can't.
That's fine. I look good on it. That's the main thing.
So
I do sleep in a crypt.
So we're going to have all the traditional Christmas fun. We're going to have Ham Review. That's back again this year.
I'm so excited. We do have to make sure we don't eat too loudly, as we have had one bit of feedback from Liz to say you eat too loudly. So keep it on the down low. Keep it on the down low with your eating noises.
Of all the things to be upset. Angry of Tunbridge Wells. I heard some loud eating on a podcast.
That's
well,
right.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. We had some other interesting feedback last week that I wanted to mention. We had a lovely Facebook message from a lady whose name I won't reveal here, but she wrote to say that she thought we talked too fast. And she wasn't, she wasn't enjoying it. So Helen politely suggested that she check her iTunes settings. And it turns out she's listened to 66 episodes on double speed. So...
Pinky and Purple. Chipmunks.
Oh my God.
So we just want to say hello, lovely listener. No, thank you.
Hello.
Thank you for sharing.
How are you today?
Merry Christmas to you.
We have slowed down our speech for you.
Yes. So if anyone else.
You're a moron.
No, you're not a moron. No. You're just. She's probably got a young baby and she's just very tired.
Technology!
What?
So anyway, from now on we'll be talking at normal speed and just remember to do it right. Make sure you haven't got us on double. Blah, blah.
Okay,
good,
lovely.
Good.
We do love the emails and the feedback, so do keep them coming.
Yes. But listen, Helen, what are we drinking tonight for our Christmas special?
Oh my God, I can't believe such loveliness is in my mouth. We are drinking. We are drinking.
That's what she
said. iHeartWine, Stephen. Keep it nice for at least the first 5 minutes. iHeartWines.co.uk. They sent us some boxes of wine, Ellie, and now we're drinking them.
Thank you so much, iHeartWines.co.uk. Your wine is delicious and reasonably priced.
Oh,
so
all the things.
Now, what are we going to kick off with, Helen?
We are going to kick off with Scummy Year in Review.
Steve, any highlights of lowlights of 2017?
In what sense?
Well, highlights or lowlights, I don't really know how else to explain it.
In your life, how has the year been for you?
Well,
year in review.
I finished the book, I wrote an 80,000 word book.
What's it called?
It's called The Card, Every Match, Every Mile. It's about going to 50 football matches while looking after a 6-year-old child. For the purposes of your audience.
Most importantly, I'm in it. That's
exciting. You're in
exciting.
It, yeah. Chapter 32, Maze Sun Away.
Am I in it? It's
absolutely
just
not,
in it.
No.
Oh.
The only
get
in
out.
Are the people who looked after my son while I fucked off for the match.
When is your book out?
Well, next year, February, hopefully.
Oh, right.
As long as people know that I'm writing a book. I, Stephen M. Hill, have written a book.
There we go.
About football.
About, nothing's really about football, though, is it? It's more about obsession, depression, mortality. It's a feel-good thing. That's why they had to cancel it for Christmas.
Romantic comedy.
Excellent.
What about you? You haven't written a book, Jesse, but haven't you passed some? Haven't you got an exam in washing your hands or something?
Yeah, something like that.
You've got
cut toenails.
You got a PGC something?
Yeah, I've got a teaching qualification.
Oh!
What is it? Now, what have you actually qualified in?
I have a PGCER in practice education, which basically means I'm a nurse teacher.
Oh, but only PG, so no filthy bits. Oh,
just
dear.
Some light swearing, that's all it is.
My highlight of the year was probably, I think we talked about in the podcast, doing a pee in a potty backstage at the Hay Festival. That was a treat.
That was one of my highlights of the year. With 2 minutes to go before going on stage, Ellie Gibson goes, I really need a wee, I need a wee. And there was no toilet to be found, so we used a prop. And Ellie pissed into it while I held a blanket. And then she said, do you want to go? And I said, absolutely not. I'm not pissing. I mean, we share a toilet every single day, but this seemed wrong for some reason.
I can pee anywhere. It's a skill.
You once told me that you had a game where you liked to, like, piss on bits of university as well.
It was a different time, you know.
Yeah, a simpler time and much, much worse.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, aren't we all happy that we went to university when there was no smartphones.
Oh, no pictures, yeah.
The outfits, disgusting things we did that people could have just taken a snap of. It's all forgotten. Well,
that time with the yogurt for you.
I did a few
extras. I know. Oh, blah, blah, blah. No, it's just lovely memories now.
There were cameras, you fool. I've got hundreds of pictures, you guys.
I know, but you wouldn't want to be too dirty because you don't want to go into the pharmacy to get the film produced and be all funny about it, because you know someone else would have seen the dirty pictures.
Pictures?
Well, not like dick pics didn't exist back in the day, did they?
Because they don't exist now in my world.
Yeah, they do. Go on. Have you done one? Have you like gone clicky? Have you clicked?
Do one now. It. Do one now. Click the do dick. One now for Christmas.
What? No.
Okay.
I know what it looks like. I see it every fucking day.
This is what I think.
I have one-eyed friend looking back at me. I don't need a picture.
You don't need to filter it. Doesn't need to go through chroma, FA.
He never changes. Valencia. Really. I grow older.
It's not like Benjamin Button. He's not getting younger or anything.
You're not tempted to
lost puberty. I've
got. You're not tempted to take a print or anything or a plaster cast.
I could probably sell that.
Someone came up to us after one of our shows in Nunhead recently, a midwife, and I'm really sorry I've forgotten your name, but she said, because we do some jokes in the show about birth and stuff, and she said, oh, you wouldn't believe the real stuff. And I was like what? And she's like, well, there was one husband, he wore a GoPro for the whole thing, looking up there with his little camera on. And there was another guy, the placenta had come out, and this woman was like, you know, just sort of dealing with the aftermath of having just have a baby, which is at least three of us know is quite a big deal.
Mm.
And the husband, meanwhile, was just too busy taking a paint print of the placenta, rolling it in paint and then rolling it onto paper for posterity.
What? No.
What, has he not got a camera?
Well, the other guy had borrowed the GoPro. Oh,
that's
so.
Right. It's one or the other.
That was his priority, not here's the child. Is.
Apparently so, yeah.
Oh, he should not be.
I've not heard of prints of placentas before. That is a interesting.
Is that a new one?
Yeah, it's a new Rorschach. One.
No.
Would you eat it?
Not knowingly.
I definitely. I could eat one of the capsules. You know, when they dry it, I could eat a capsule.
Yeah. What is this thing?
Some people freeze dry their placenta and they have it ground into a powder. I'm not making this up. Am I?
No, my sister-in-law has had them.
Are they from Northwest London, any
chance? No, America. A midwife did it in a dehydrator at home.
Blah, 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 blah.
I know someone who was injected with Colombian frog venom. So get her off the fags.
Did it work?
So 40 hours in bed throwing up, then straight back on 40 a day. That's NW10.
I know somebody who had, what's it called, acupuncture to stop smoking. But she was the last client of the day, and then the acupuncturist went home and she was left with needles in her arm locked in the surgery. She had to pull out the needles and jump out the window.
You need a cigarette for that.
Oh, you'd need a fucking cigarette for that. Jesus Christ. No good.
Amazing scenes. Listen.
What was the question?
Back to the year in review.
Yes.
What was your song of the year? Helen has put this down because I think she saw it on a television programme once.
Yes.
We were supposed to talk about song of the year. I'm 40. I don't, you know.
I know, but we're still surrounded by pop music. Is such a big thing. Like your Despacitos, like your Ed Sheerans.
I'm all about Raxu. Do any of you watch The X Factor? Have you seen any of this year's?
No,
I'm
no. Telling tell
you.
Us.
Strictly.
And Susan Kalman was a personal highlight for the year.
Brilliant. All that, yeah.
Joy of joy. Absolutely.
Wick her up a top like a fajita.
Raxu. Anyway.
I went and saw Nick Cave this year.
Yeah, I was impressed by that because I thought you were a moron.
I love you too. Nick Cave, I'm a jolly person, as you know. But I went
the worst.
I know. The other things I've seen at the O2 are the Spice Girls.
Oh, you shouldn't be allowed
Kylie,
in.
Kylie. And the
Choose a fucking side.
Stock, Aitken and Waterman.
Oh,
and Nick
Christ,
Cave.
Right, you've ruined it. Well, you shouldn't have been
allowed in. This dickhead went and saw Steps and Beverly Boys.
Excuse me, these two dickheads. Yes.
It was brilliant.
It was brilliant. We went a couple of weeks ago, we went and saw Steps versus the Venga Boys at the O2, and they were amazing.
They were fantastic.
Absolutely brilliant.
How do I know you?
Strip club. Anyway.
So what was your song of the concert then? Was it Venga Boys are back in town?
I'm a proper Steps fan, and people think I'm being ironic or being hilarious, but I'm not. I genuinely like, and I've always liked the music. Yeah. And they did a track called Love You More, which mm-hmm. is an album track, which mm-hmm. only the real true fans have heard of. And Claire did a spectacular job on that, and I almost wept while John and Jesse went to the bar. So it was good. So next, Helen, I noticed you've put on the list Food of the Year. Oh, have you got a Food of the Year?
Now, Ellie's been banging on about this place called Oaxaca for ages by Thomasina Myers. Hi, Tommy.
Who's that?
Hi, Tommy, if you're listening. And that was really good. And we went back quite a few times. And so I would say I have been influenced and introduced to Mexico.
Mexico? Where's Mexico?
Mexico.
Oh, Westfield. My God. Are you going to Mexico, Kiki, for your holidays?
But the, another highlight, it was some ox cheeks that we ate.
Oh, yes.
I mean, what is the point? What do you get from a cheek?
Oh,
it's not delicious. The arse cheek, is it? It's the
very tender, very tender.
Ellie and I have been having a few more business meetings of late.
Do you like
really
the ox
nice
live?
Restaurants.
You could just take the cheek off and let it live, couldn't you?
Grow it's another like a
one. Can we grow it back?
Oh, so that was my food of the year.
You now, discovered your fucking tray bake book. That's what you discovered.
Oh,
Ellie.
Yes. I've got this book called The Roasting Tin by a woman called Rick Meaney, and
sorry,
it's brilliant.
I saw a film at Gnomes. Different thing.
Yeah, I got given a copy for my birthday, and it's brilliant. You just put things in a tin, and then you put it in the oven, and it comes out really nice.
Mm,
so that's
genius.
That's my literary highlight of 2017. Now, next, Helen, you've written Sex of the Year. Is
yes.
there something you want to share?
I'm going to say male.
Well, I just thought, you know, what are the things that make us happy and human? It's really good drink, really good food, and a good bonk, you know?
Steve is looking disgusted.
Why are you being all nuggy about this? This is a natural thing.
To try some ham.
I just came here for the pork.
That's what she said.
I've got back into the, you know, the ding-dong.
Oh, who wants to know this?
In and out. It's really nice. It's taken 9 years. It's lovely
fucking
again.
Hell.
She's just sharing things.
This was therapy.
No, this is. I'm talking to my friends, the podcast listeners. You're looking so visibly uncomfortable here.
No.
I'm just saying to people, if you know you've just had a baby and it's feeling a bit rough, then it gets
What's
better.
What's feeling rough?
No, your relationship and your connectedness. And then it comes back again. Or does it?
Good. So, yes. Meanwhile, highlight for me was we wrote a book. I don't know if we've mentioned it on the podcast before, but the Scummy Mummies book is available now with contributions by Jesse and Steve.
Yeah, like page 104.
Is that page 104? Does it fall open your copy at that?
I go into shops and just put markers in it.
I really can imagine you doing that.
Our book is at currently, when I looked on Amazon today, £5.53. So absolutely buy it.
A good stocking filler.
Mm.
I was in a shop today and they had stocking fillers starting at £15. I was like,
that's
no,
that's
no, 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 incorrect.
That's
incorrect.
Entire Christmas budget.
No, no,
it's
no.
Bullshit.
It's fucking
between
bullshit.
£1 and £5, I would say, for a stocking filler.
A fucking tangerine.
No, not a
and
tangerine.
And a chocolate orange.
Or chocolate orange, now
no,
you're talking.
Huge, too big.
What do you mean too big?
How big's your stocking?
Well, I made it big enough to fit a chocolate orange in.
That's what she said.
Oh my God.
Oh, gross.
Gross now. Something else gross.
I didn't say anything about a Terry's chocolate orange. We've got all partridge. Oh my God, that's absolute highlight of the year. Was listening to Nomad in the Car.
Yes.
Which is Alan Partridge's audio book with Ellie. We nearly crashed the car several times because it is literally the funniest thing I've heard, right, apart from my own jokes. But yeah.
Almost had a sale. It's funny if we listened to his first book in the car.
Really?
Yeah, it seems this just gets you through the motorway.
Yeah.
And the funny thing was, he mentioned Newport Pagmail Services just as we were driving past it. It was a coincidence.
Lucky you.
No, simply a coincidence.
Oh, my God. So, yes, so thank you, Steve Coogan, for the good times, really, in the car when we were driving back from Manchester to a terrible, terrible travelodge somewhere out of Birmingham.
So there we are. I think that's basically the year. And we've done books, we've done sex.
Yeah.
We've done...
Thorne's done the sex.
Yeah.
I've done a book.
Any hopes and dreams for next year? I'm genuinely hoping that Brexit won't happen. I just think something's going to... It just can't. Something. It'll be all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right, guys.
London's going to be independent. They've already said.
I mean, that'd be all right.
I feel like it's like when you play Risk or Monopoly and all the players get drunker and drunker and drunker, right?
And oh, forget it.
Until someone just flips the board.
Yeah.
We're waiting for the board flip of Brexit. That's how I see it.
We shouldn't have started this game.
No. I don't want to play. I don't like these rules. Yeah. That's how I feel about Brexit.
I just hope next year's nuclear war comes after my book comes out. A couple of 5-star reviews up there. before it turns into the road of threads.
Oh, that's nice. Jessie, any hopes?
Well, we've got Meghan and Harry's wedding to look forward to.
Oh, God.
Horse-faced parasites.
I love a royal wedding.
Oh, screw you. I was about to say, it's for simpletons and Australians. You choose.
Ding dong. So, yeah.
A bit from column A, a bit from column B.
Exactly. I love a royal wedding. It's lovely.
And England will win the World Cup. And everything would be great.
Oh, well, let's hope for that then.
Now, actually, while we're here, we're going to try and effect some change,
yes,
aren't we? On Wednesday the 20th of December, Helen, what's going on?
Well, it is hashtag free periods, which is a fantastic...
Okay. Shut up, Steve. Right, you need to... Stop. Like, you're going to have to get a grip, Steve Hill.
Okay.
We're going to talk about periods for a minute or two. You're going to be all right. Now.
Okay, so on the 20th of December, between 6...
9 days off my birthday.
Just let us get through this and we'll get onto your ham. The quicker you shut up, the quicker you'll get ham, Stephen. Honestly.
On Wednesday the 20th of December from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m, it's the Pink Protest. So Amica George, who's 18, she's on a mission to make sure that no girl in the UK is living in period poverty, which basically means, Stephen, shut up, which means... They're going to meet in Parliament Square to call on Theresa May and the British government to provide free menstruation products. That's tampons and things, Steve.
Pads, lots of pads.
Do it. It's not me.
For all girls who are already on free school meals. So if you get free school meals, you should get free tampons. That
Absolutely.
Makes a lot of sense. Jessie's nodding.
I am nodding. I think it's a brilliant idea. And I love the fact that everyone is now talking about periods. I think it's brilliant.
Except Steve.
Apart from Steve. He's looking uncomfortable in the
corner. There's even ads. But if you're going to go along, and I hope I can attend, they ask you to wear red, which is very Christmassy, Ellie.
Yes, exactly. I mean, there's few things more Christmassy than menstruating. Oh, I always think,
yeah. I think it's the perfect time to menstruate. Actually, at Christmas time, you're indoors, you're wearing relaxed clothes. Stevens has passed me some salsa. It does not look like that. There's no onions in nine. Anyway,
I'm thinking of going with a load of dogs on a roller skates like that woman in the body form.
Oh yeah, just on a horse, just a single horse with flowing hair. That's all right. Skipping, wearing white trousers. I think this is absolutely wonderful, and what I find very, very inspiring about it is it's come from an 18-year-old, and what we've seen a lot this year is there was a fantastic girl who spoke at the Labour conference about education, and it feels like there is much more empowerment of younger women, that they feel like they've got a voice now, even though there's been a lot of horrific sort of stuff coming about, you know, sexual abuse and all that sort of stuff, but I feel like women have a voice, and this is testament to that as well. So
yes,
get out there and march, wear your red clobber.
Yes, meeting at Parliament Square Wednesday 20th December 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. hashtag free periods. You all right, all right, Steve? You look like you're on
I'm
your periods,
busy.
To
busy.
Be honest.
Yeah, honestly, I'll be there. But, yeah. 20th. I've got my period.
You did say you were going through the menopause earlier.
I think I am having these hot flushes.
Oh, darling.
When you go from cold to the warm, yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
Now it is Christmas, and Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without presents. Lovely.
Presents.
It's Christmas.
There you go. Lovingly wrapped. What have you got, Stephen?
I've got a book. Just mentioning the World Cup 2018, I've got a book of World Cup 2014.
Oh, well, yes, because famously, and this is absolutely true, listener, Steve likes to watch every single match of every World Cup.
Yes.
On, like, sometimes, even if that means watching, like, a laptop and
two
a TV
a
and an iPad.
Well, at the same time.
He's such
obviously,
a freak
yeah.
that's what he does.
That's a beautiful thing. Thank you very much. That's not even the main present.
No.
Jessie, while he's opening up, what book did you get? I assume it's a book. It's a book shape.
It is 100% unofficial Jedward.
Yes, the official Jedward biography was too expensive, so I got you the unofficial one. I hope that's all right.
You know, I don't really know who Jedward are.
Well, you will.
I will now. I'm
going
to find out all about them. They are...
You've got Irish
wow.
heritage. These are your people. This
what?
Is this is your culture.
What? They're Irish.
They're Irish,
yeah.
Mate.
Even I know that.
I know
and
nothing.
And they're twins.
I might have guessed they were twins. Their hair, they look like trolls. They look like his little troll dolls. Yes. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah. What have you got, Steve, in your other package?
Pleasingly, it's another mug. It's from a famous high street store. And it says, this mug costs £1. One of my favourite hobbies is going into that shop and going, how much is that, mate? I'm Oxford two in them. What if I get £10, please? What's that, pound?
There's a great comedian called Katie Lane who used to have this joke about how, oh yeah, a terrible fire ripped through Poundland last night, causing over £83 worth of damage.
£100 worth of improvements.
Yes,
that's
lovely.
Can we have a World Cup
players
fact,
to
please?
Watch? Oh, that's a good one. Players to watch. Cristiano Ronaldo. I've heard of him.
I've heard of him.
Lionel Messi. They're really on the ball, these two. Mm. They've picked out a couple of the promising stars there.
Right. Are we ready for a game?
Yes, please.
Okay, I've decided to call this game, How Well Does Ellie Know Her Friends? Or, You're a Fucking Liar! or Knowing Me, Knowing You. Aha! Which has been done before. Okay, so what I'm asking you all to do, who are not Ellie, is to list three things about yourself, and one of them is a lie, okay? And Ellie has to guess which one is a lie. So how well does she know us and our stories, or how well we lie?
I love this. Who's going first?
I think Stephen is. He's chomping at the bit.
Champing, actually. Although chomping has become acceptable. Just through overuse by people who don't know it's champing. Ellie. I once beat Jimmy White at snooker. I can speak rudimentary Welsh, and I've never been to Guildford.
They are good!
Right. I know you've been to Guildford because Electronic Arts has an office there. I don't think you can speak Welsh. Although you did grow up, didn't you grow up there? Ah. I know you've met, but I know you know Jimmy White.
Ooh.
That's why they're good.
Ah.
It's a long train journey.
I don't think you can speak rudimentary Welsh.
Incorrect. You can't shout a cymbagad in Bach.
Yeah!
That's amazing.
I once beat Jimmy White at pool.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
And I've never been to Guildford.
You've never been to Guildford?
I've been through it on the road that runs parallel to the M3.
Oh, man.
Good work, Stephen Hill.
The lie was, I have never beaten Jimmy White at snooker. I did beat him at pool, and he said, I let you win because you sorted me out.
Wow.
Okay, Steve
Bamboozled.
Wins that round. Jesse?
I was once assaulted for some condoms.
It's not funny.
I danced with the London Fire Brigade at Notting Hill Carnival.
Well, all of them? Sounds complicated. Was it like river dance?
You know, the float thing.
Right.
And I can shoulder press 32 kilos.
I think you can shoulder press 32 kilos. I don't even know how much that is. Like, is that a lot? I don't know. I think you were definitely assaulted for condoms when you worked at that, you know, at the, what's it called? The syphilis clinic.
Itchy fans are us.
Oh, someone texted me the other day to tell me that apparently, my friend Dan texted me and said that apparently chlamydia is now so prevalent in Lewisham, where we live, that Lewisham has its own strain of Lewisham chlamydia, that you can tell from looking at the bacteria, whatever it is, the molecules, that it's actually from Lewisham.
Am I safe?
We anyway.
Need to wiki that later.
I think it's the last one. Which one is the lie?
It was the shoulder press. I can only do 24 kilos.
Oh! But you knew I wouldn't really have a fucking clue. 32 is a lot.
Wow! It's like when you get weights and you push them up like that.
Like a bench press. What's a bench press?
But a bench press is on a machine, whereas a shoulder press is when you've got free weights.
Oh, I love this. Okay. Right, Thorn, you go.
Okay. I once convinced my male gay friend to kiss me by saying we could pretend that we're characters out of a play.
That does sound like the sort of thing you would do.
Yeah. I once cleared a party in Glasgow because I farted so strongly, but I blamed it on the really drunk guy that was nearly passed out.
Again, you're capable of that.
These are all true.
I once borrowed a pair of my mother-in-law's knickers on holidays because I forgot mine.
Oh, now I know that you borrowed something off your mother-in-law, but I don't think it was knickers. I don't think you would borrow knickers. I think that would be a step too far for you.
That is correct.
Damn it! Yes! You don't like things around your downstairs that you're not
like
familiar
it.
With.
No, it's no fingers in the till. I kissed one of my male gay best friends when we were at the disco. But I said, oh, let's just pretend we're not ourselves. We could pretend we're other characters and then we can just make out. And it's like we're not really kissing, but I just wanted to kiss him.
All right.
You're such a dickhead.
We're trying to change him, right?
I know.
We're trying to cure him.
No, I probably just wanted to do some kissing. Right. That was my theory. So who's the winner here? I think Steve and Jesse are.
I think,
excellent.
Can I do one?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I once wrote a series of fan letters to Dolly Parton. I shook hands with the Dalai Lama once. Or I once slept with someone only because he had a waterbed and I wanted to find out what it would be like. Where's the lie?
You didn't shake hands with the Dalai Lama.
Are we all saying Lama?
Yeah.
I did shake hands with the Dalai Lama.
I know you met him. I didn't know you. I thought maybe you didn't shake hands, you did something else.
But I'm sure you would have slept with someone to go on a waterbed. That sounds like something you would do.
Definitely. Definitely worth it.
You wrote to Dolly Parton, didn't you?
I have never written to Dolly Parton. My friend, dear friend, Jonathan Finney, for my 30th birthday, just a couple of years ago now, he wrote to Dolly Parton and said, it's my dear friend's birthday, please could you send her a signed photo? And he enclosed an SAE, as if that, because that's what the obstacle to Dolly writing to people is stamps.
Yeah.
And Dolly Parton didn't write back, so he wrote another letter saying, dear Dolly, I know how busy you are, but this would just mean such a lot to Ellie. Since she lost both her legs in a terrible accident... And sadly, Dolly did not even respond to that. So, but she's got things to do.
She's working.
The upside is that we were sent Dolly's new children's CD, weren't we, Ellie?
Yes, which is excellent. Yeah. I Believe in You, which is like a kids' album, and it's out now. So it's got a picture of Dolly on the front as a fairy, which is nice.
She's only got her knockers.
Yeah. Now it is time for what is my favourite part of the Christmas podcast.
Ham review.
Helen, have you prepared the ham?
I have prepared the ham. Okay.
Prepare your mouths, people.
All right, she's gone to get it.
So I'm not going to be in this because I think Ellie and Jesse. Oh no, well Jesse, will you know your own ham?
No, I probably
do. You know your own ham.
You can go your own way.
Do you eat it every day?
Ah. Okay, I've got plate A and plate B of ham.
So this is A here.
That's A on that side. Your side, Ellie, and Steve, your plate B.
I'm going straight in.
All right, go on.
I like that.
Describe what's in your mouth, Ellie Gibson.
I'll say plate A, little bit spicy, but nice. Not in that sort of weird bathwater way.
Okay.
And quite an aromatic.
Yes, nice.
Steve?
It's definitely got something in it. What are those little sticky in things?
Cloves.
That's cloves.
It. I can taste the cloves. Take your clothes off.
Oh, God.
It's a bit fatty around the outside.
You're on plate B.
You're getting very defensive about that one.
No, I'm just saying you're on plate B.
I'm going for plate B now.
Okay. Mm.
I'm not going to eat the fat, just because.
Ellie loves the fat.
Well, I've chewed it, but you're welcome to it.
In fact, I brought Ellie just the leftover bits of fat. Well,
now,
just for you.
Now moving to plate A.
So I'm just going to have...
It's more tidily presented.
Plate B is very good.
I think it's sweeter.
I'm erring towards B, you know.
I'm going to go with A. I like the aromatic.
I'm just check B again.
B's very, very strong. Very strong contender.
Okay.
I mean, ham's just fucking ham, isn't
We're
it?
We're just eating ham now.
So who's plate A?
Plate A is Jessie.
Yes. Woohoo.
Excellent. And plate B is me.
So, Jessie, talk us through your ham. What did you do?
It's Nigella's spiced aromatic ham. But I couldn't be bothered with the boiling for 2.5-3 hours thing, so I chucked it in a slow cooker overnight.
Very good.
And then glazed it the next day.
Oh, and Helen, what did you produce for us this year?
I went good old Gordon Ramsay this year, and I used his maple mustard recipe, which the BBC said was the best.
It's very good.
I'm going to use this for Christmas Day, I reckon.
And they're both here tonight.
Well, let's give you the final word, Steve. Nigella or Gordon?
Well, much as I find him a loathsome prick, I'm going to say Gordon's.
There we go.
One each. It's a draw.
It's Brexit all over again.
I know. Damn it.
Fucking hell. It's time for the Scummy Mummy Confessions. Now, have we got any festive confessions? Anyone?
Yeah, most vaguely festive. He has his candle with the days of Christmas on it. So you burn down one day, second, third. It's like an advent calendar in wax form, but without the presents. He said, could you light this for me? I couldn't be asked to get a lighter, but I had one that just made a spark. So I said, you must never do this. I made a like a bog roll wick and just got one bit to light. Lit the candle. The whole thing went out. My arm was on fire. He was screaming, put the tap on, put the tap on. I had to run to the loo and throw it down the bog and just douse my arm in water. I was like, that's why I said you must never do this.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God. Oh,
my God.
So never light Christmas candles with a homemade bog roll wick. Take anything away from today.
Oh, thank you, Kirsty Allsop.
Safety advice there.
Surely you've got some Scummy Mummy confessions. Ellie was at your house last night for a delightful Christmas party, apparently.
She was. Yes, I'm never doing it again. yes, so as a result of that, I have started giving my daughter mince pies for breakfast, and I cried at her whole carol concert. So, yeah, I'm doing well.
You've just embarrassed yourself, basically.
Totally.
Aww. So that's almost it from us for 2017. If you want to come and see us in 2018, you literally can.
Oh my God, we're going to be everywhere in the country, Ellie.
Yes, we're at Cambridge on the 12th of January, Norwich on the 31st of January. Then in February, we're going to Masham in Yorkshire. We're going to Bath in March, Stockport, Leamington Spa, Belfast, Cardiff.
People in London, please check our Instagram and our Facebook and our website. We're going to have a really big London show in January. So just... keep your eyes out for that. More to be revealed soon.
Yeah, so if you want to get all the dates, all the locations, and if you want to buy tickets, go to scummymummies.com.
That's
right.
So
there we go.
And what we would really love for Christmas is if you would subscribe, rate and review our podcast.
Yes, please rate, review and subscribe, because that pushes us up the charts. It means that more people get to hear about the podcast. And don't make that face at me, Steve Hill.
What about peace?
Also world peace, obviously. World peace
obviously.
And no Brexit, obviously.
If someone wants to assassinate Trump, that would be lovely. But
you know.
One of George's three wishes, it was, I mean, you might not use this, was that if I met a genie had three wishes, he said, I wish war didn't happen, I wish you and me and Mummy never died, and I wish I had infinite Haribo that didn't rot my teeth. Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, we forgot to say, you know, we forgot to do the Christmas tradition of what's your favourite Christmas song, Steve?
Well, I'm not so fussed about the wizard one. It's just a lot.
Why is that?
Because the snowman doesn't bring the snow. The snowman is made up of snow.
What's it like saying?
It's like saying when the omelette brings the eggs.
Yay!
When the pig brings the ham.
So there we go. And we just want to say a proper thank you to everybody who's listened to the podcast and everybody who's written these messages from people who say they like it. And it just means an ever such a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, it's extraordinary. We have heard from so many of you from around the world, and it means everything to us. And also when people come to the gigs, we love that so much because, you know, that gives us money. No, it really is wonderful. We've had the most amazing year in terms of the book. Ellie's done two TV series. She was the first woman host on Dave, which is no mean feat. So well done, Ellie.
And you've done your very own solo show at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, which is a big fucking deal.
I know. Yeah. So we're sisters who are doing it for ourselves and each other.
Yeah, it's a circle jerk, Steve. You can join in or you can fuck off.
I thought the jokes on series two of Dora Brains of Go 8-Bit were the best.
Steve Hill did write some of the jokes on series two. Yes,
and,
congratulations.
And Ellie allowed
technically a co-host. But
no, she was a host.
Ellie Gibson's Go 8-Bit.
No, she did Go 8-Bit DLC.
Which
you were on, you ungrateful prick.
I was on that, yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry, I thought it was a dream.
Series 3 of Dara O'Brien's Go 8-Bit out in the spring. Anyway, but there we go.
Buy my book.
Buy Steve's book. Jessie, anything you want to hawk?
Wash your hands.
Peace on earth.
Ah, oh, well, we hope you all have a fantastic Christmas.
That's right. Drink lots, eat lots.
If you drink.
Don't put up with the bullshit. Just have a great time.
Yeah, that's like the Queen's speech, that was, huh?
In a nutshell, done.
My husband and I.
Just be nice to each other, it's not hard.
That was boring though, isn't it?
Life is not hard, just be kind. That's
no
it.
Dick pics.
Oh, it's clearly like being not. With the Dalai Lama all over again.
Can I check your phone afterwards?
More than welcome.
Oh, well, that's it, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jessie and Steve, for joining us again. Will you be back next year?
If you'll have us.
Let's see how the admin goes. Okay.
I like having Armageddon, you guys on. It's lovely.
Until next time.
Bye.
Merry
Bye.
Christmas.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Done.
Well, there we are. Now, that's sort of... Thank you, Steve.
Oh, wow.
That was
sorry for
Gordon
the arousing.
Ramsay. That was Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, I'm going to have that last bit of ham. It's so nice.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.